Vermont's 82nd governor was sworn in Thursday afternoon. Republican Phil Scott then delivered his inaugural address, stressing affordability. With pomp, circumstance, and song, Republican Phil Scott was sworn in to the state's top office by Vermont Supreme Court Chief Justice Paul Reiber.
I, Philip E. Scott, do solemnly swear
that I will be true and faithful to the state of Vermont.
That I will be true and faithful to the state of Vermont. That I will not directly or indirectly do any act or thing injurious to the Constitution or government thereof.
So help me God.
So help me God. I solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of governor of the state of Vermont. I solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the state of Vermont and the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Governor.
Scott then swore in the state's four other top officials. It was then time for the new governor to deliver his inaugural address before the joint session of state lawmakers. The Republican offered his thanks for the privilege of being governor. He said, with uncertainty and doubt at the national level, Vermont must continue to lead.
As governor, I will do everything I can to protect all citizens and safeguard the human rights of all people. Together, we can once more prove the unwavering spirit of liberty embodied in every Vermonter is alive and well.
Scott promised his administration will work to build a strong and vibrant Vermont through common sense governance. He emphasized affordability and workforce development.
Since 2010, we've lost 16,000 workers, and that downward trend continues. Those losses shrink our tax base and deter businesses from opening here, making Vermont less and less affordable for those who remain. We must have a laser focus on attracting and retaining working age people. If we do, we can rebuild our workforce and we can grow revenue organically rather than by raising taxes and fees.
Scott told legislators that a more prosperous future must be assured and received a brief standing ovation when he announced that he would sign an executive order to begin that work.
We must set a clear direction. I will sign an executive order which directs every state agency and department to focus on three strategic priorities: strengthening the economy, making Vermont more affordable, and protecting the most vulnerable. I'll also establish a government modernization and efficiency team. It will work to maximize the efforts of our employees and the impact of state services.
The new governor also outlined four ways he plans to restore faith in state government.
We will continue to combat the opiate epidemic. Second, we're going to revitalize our approach to economic development. Third, we must transform our education system. Finally, we have to build sustainable budgets that enable us to achieve these goals.
The Republican admonished lawmakers in the democratically controlled legislature that fiscal responsibility must be restored.
Despite modest economic growth, state revenues are flat, and costs are increasing faster than we can pay. We face a budget gap of at least $70 million this year. We must also meet our moral obligations, which includes providing access to health care, protecting our environment and waterways, and ensuring all our citizens have safe, clean drinking water. We will uphold our obligations, but we will not fill this gap by raising taxes and fees. Vermonters do not have the capacity to pay more.
Governor Phil Scott is expected to deliver his budget address on January 26th. I'm Pat Brackley, WAMC News.